Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, I'm going to demonstrate how really easy it is to use the new HTML editor control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. I'm actually going to do this video in two parts. One will be simply using the editor control, and the companion video will be how to inherit from and customize the editor control. So to get started, as always, let's create a new website in Visual Studio. And since this is going to be an Ajax-enabled page, the HTML editor is an Ajax toolkit control. The first thing that I need to do is find my Ajax extensions tab in my Visual Studio toolbox and add a script manager to my page. Once I've done that, then I can find my Ajax control toolkit tab and find the editor control and drop it on the page. Now, I could run just right now and the editor is there, but let's add a little context and see how we'll actually retrieve the values from the markup that's pasted or entered into the editor control. So the first thing I want to do is just set a simple width, just because if I don't, then the editor control will be the full width of the page. So let's make this a little easier to see. We'll set that equal to 600 pixels, and then I'm going to add a couple of break elements just to create a little spacing. Now, we're going to need a button so that we can actually submit our form along with our HTML back, so let's go ahead and do that. And then I'm going to add a label control where we can echo back the value that are retrieved from the edit box. So having done that, let's go ahead and pop into design mode, double click on the button to generate the click event handler and code behind. And here I can just say set the text box property of that label control equal to the editor instance's content property. And that's it. Now let's go ahead and run. And let's enter some text. You can see the rich functionality here. So I've got a couple of bits of text here, but you could enter this in just a regular text box. So let's go ahead and make this rich. So let's make that bold, let's make this italic, and let's highlight it in yellow. And now let's click Submit, and we'll echo it back to our form. And voila, here's the rich text, just WYSIWYG as it was entered into the HTML editor control. Now, one note of caution here. If you're going to be using this control to let your users submit rich text or HTML markup, you want to be a little bit careful in how you do that. So if you're going to use this in your own application and you know it's safe, then you don't have to worry about malicious activities. But if you're going to expose this control to your users, you want to make sure that you implement some sort of script injection defense back on your server. Now, the reason you can't just HTML encode everything that comes back is if you HTML encode everything that comes back, you lose this rich formatting, right? So if you're going to expose this in public, you're going to want to do some probably some sort of a whitelisting technique on your server-side code to make sure that nobody is injecting script, right? And for that, if you just look at JavaScript whitelisting or XSS, you'll find tons of resources about ways that you might approach solving that problem. So that's how easy it is to use the rich text editor here in your application. In the companion video to this, I'll show you how you can inherit from this editor control, and you can decide specifically which one of the menu and footer items that you're interested in including in your derived instance of the editor control.